Peace be with you. I really mean it. Peace be with you. It's so hard to live in peace, isn't it? To have peace throughout our days. Yet it's one of the signs of the resurrected life, and one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is peace. And our Lord, when he reveals himself to his disciples, that's what he says to them when they're terrified, when they're locked in the room together. Peace be with you. St. Teresa of Avila said that we should not lose our inner peace for anything. And so the idea is that anything that robs us or takes us away from inner peace, it's so important to maintain that. I was reading a comic years ago, and it was a picture of this man that was laying on a beach chair with the sun coming down upon him, and it had a little caption that said, "Outer peace is nice too." It is, right? So we have to, in our lives, orchestrate our lives in such a way that we do have outer peace because we're human beings, but to have inner peace as well is so important. I remember when I first got a job, it was at Dairy Queen. I was 15 years old. And then after that, I worked at McDonald's, and then after that was Walmart, and then once I got into college, I worked at gas stations for the rest of my time there. What I discovered during that time in the service industry, there's not a lot of peace. I wish I could go back there now instead of the person that I was at that time, because I would be devastated by the way that people treated me. Like, it would just, I took it personally. I didn't realize that people are just sometimes angry and crabby and not at peace, but they would, like, for some reason, take it out on me. And I have to say, I was pretty good at flipping burgers, and I could make that Dairy Queen cone with the swirl on top. Like, I made a good cone. But people were still mad for some reason. The funniest story I ever had of that, I was working at a gas station on York and Sprague, and it was right. The Shell was still open there, but we had an emergency button that we would press whenever there was some kind of fire or, you know, something dangerous going outside by the pumps. And I'll never forget this moment because somebody's engine caught on fire, and there were plumes of black smoke coming from this, and you could actually see flames coming from the engine. So I was very responsible, and I went and I hit the emergency stop button. And I kid you not, this lady walked through the plume of smoke, and she came up to me screaming, saying, "Why isn't my gas working?" And I'm like, "Lady, do you see this? Gas is flammable." I'm just being responsible here. But people would take my peace away. And they would just kind of lash out at you with anger. And so I think about myself, if I could be the person I was back then, I don't think I would let that get to me as much. I would probably laugh with that lady that was coming through the smoke instead of being upset by it. But I think when you're a little, you know, not mature, these things can get to you. People have a way of, like, just really sabotaging and destroying what otherwise could be a wonderful day. But sometimes we can be those people. Jesus is inviting us to live in the resurrected life, and one of the fruits of the resurrected life is peace. I had a spiritual director for my first 15 years of priesthood. I loved him so much, but at the end of every session, he would just say to me, before I left, he would say, "Be at peace." And he meant it, be at peace. Just go forward now. And be at peace. He was one of those people in my lives that just sitting in his presence brought me to peace, no matter what was going on in my own interpersonal life. He was able to bring me to peace. And I wonder about, like, what if we were all like that? What if we were all at such peace in ourselves that other people, even being in our presence, would be brought to peace? And I think the tendency is, as St. Teresa of Avila warns, is to lose our inner peace, that there's nothing that should ever take that away from us. And the more that we dwell in peace, the more that we live in this resurrected life of peace, the more that we're able to remain there. Now, we are physical humans, and that's why I like the comic that outer peace is nice too. And it's important for us that we actually physically take care of ourselves in our lives to have times of outer peace so that it allows for times of inner peace. And that's the importance of the Sabbath on Sunday, that we allow this to be a day of peace. But it can even be throughout your day, taking time every day to find something that allows you to be at peace. Maybe that's listening to music or playing an instrument or painting or watching a good movie or just being in the presence of good company. Do not lose our inner peace for anything. And I hope that in some ways I can do that for you as well, like I esteem to be like my spiritual director was. I hope that when you come into confession and when you leave, you walk out of there much more at peace. Or if you meet me in the office, you'll walk out of there much more at peace. But the same ought to be true of all of us, that we be people that radiate peace. So no matter what we're doing throughout our day and who we interact with, are we offering them peace? Are they going to experience peace just by being in our presence? And like that spiritual director that could say to people and to me before I left, be at peace, can we say that and mean that to the people in our lives? Be at peace. We have nothing to worry about. Jesus has already suffered, died, rose, and he's bringing us into that resurrected life. And if we find ourselves not at peace, it's really important that we attend to that. Because when we're not at peace, that's when we tend to take it out on other people, and then we make their lives less peaceful. And so it's important that we do whatever we can to maintain that inner peace, to never lose that peace for anything. And so I just invite you to reflect on that. Is there anything in your life that is robbing you from peace right now? Is there anything outside externally that's keeping you from outer peace and anything internally that's keeping you from inner peace? I just invite you to tend to that, but also as we receive communion today, to allow Jesus, when we receive him, to truly give us his peace so that we can walk out of here, we can be peacemakers. There's so many people in our world, and we know the tensions of the greater world, but sometimes we can't fix that immediately, but we can bring all of those that we interact with on a daily basis to peace. And maybe that's your family, maybe that's your spouse, maybe that's your coworkers, maybe it's your friends. Offer peace to them. So after this homily, we'll just take a few moments just to try to relax for a moment in the midst of our Sabbath here so that we can truly have inner peace, experience outer peace, and I can say to all of you, be at peace.